Beyond the presidential election, there's a game of musical chairs in the state of Montana, where residents are casting their votes for three other major races. There's the race for the Senate and the House, as well as the governor's race. Polling in all three puts them at a toss-up. Joining us now for more is Jessica Taylor, Cook Political Report's Senate and Governor's Editor. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So current Governor Steve Bullock cannot run because of term limits, but he's actually now running for the Senate, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, tell us a bit about these two gubernatorial candidates, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney and Representative Greg Gianforte.
Well, Mike Cooney, as you mentioned, is the current number two to Steve Bullock, and he's a longtime politician, legislator in the past, and he's been around for a while, which is something Republicans are trying to hit him on. Despite that, not as well known, perhaps statewide. So he's trying to sort of play it up and play up sort of his quirkiness in a way. He's got ads where he, you know, recreated this TikTok video of Fleetwood Mac. So he's trying to sort of, I guess, appeal to the youth vote in that way. And then you have Greg Gianforte, who is a wealthy businessman, had a technology company. He ran for governor, actually, in 2016, lost to Steve Bullock, but then ran for an open house seat in a special election, which he ignited a lot of controversy when he actually, a reporter was asking him a question about healthcare, and he actually body slammed him to the ground, faced assault charges for that, and he was elected nonetheless. So he has this sort of controversial persona, certainly, but is trying to sort of change that. And he's put a lot of his own money into the race. You know, I initially thought going into this that some of those, that baggage really that he brought could have made him more vulnerable. Yeah. I think his money has given him perhaps a slight advantage. We see this still as a toss-up, but Gianforte actually has led in most polling, albeit narrowly.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little about the Senate race, which is being watched closely because Democrats are hoping to flip the Senate. Republican incumbent Steve Daines is running against two-term Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. What are Bullock's odds?
I think it's a very evenly matched race. And Montana does have another Democratic senator, John Tester, who won with a majority for the first time in 2018. And Bullock has been governor there for eight terms. I mean, Democrats have actually held the governor's race there for 16 years. And it has a pretty good history of electing Democrats to the Senate, in fact, even though it votes usually Republican at the federal level. And Bullock was wooed heavily into this race by Chuck Schumer and President Obama, which Steve Daines and Republicans often point out repeatedly. But he is sort of saying, you know me, I've been governor. You know that I would be a Montana Democrat, not a national Democrat. And he's really the only Democrat that could have made this race even competitive. We had it rated as solid Republican. It was not even on anyone's radar until, again, Bullock got in on the very last day of filing. And Steve Daines was elected in 2014 with this class of Republican senators. And he's not sort of been a prominent member, I would say, of the Senate. He's sort of a, workhorse, not a show horse, really, he's talked about. I think the thing that voters there have to decide, so he doesn't have a lot of negatives, really, about him. It's almost, which do they like better? And they also both happen to be named Steve, too.
Interesting. Okay, so because Gianforte is running for governor, a House seat is now open. What does that race look like?
Yeah, so you have, for this open seat that Republicans have held for several cycles now, Kathleen Williams ran 2 years ago and actually ran closer than expected to Gianforte. But then you have Matt Rosendale, who's the state auditor, who ran for Senate against John Tester. And a lot of Republicans kind of blame him. They say he didn't run as strong of a campaign. And so there's a little bit of finger pointing that went on there. But this race is also close as well. I will say the fact that you have the trifecta there of these three races, I know that Democrats that I've talked to don't expect they're going to win them all. So I think that, Senate is probably their best shot because you have Bullock there that is more well-known and is more popular and actually has actually gained a lot of popularity for an approval for how he has handled the state's response to COVID. And, governors often, we see voters making a difference in their mind because they're not sending someone to Washington to vote with one party or the other. So that could also, be a hang-up some voters have with either the Senate or the House race.
That's Jessica Taylor, Cook Political Report's Senate and Governor's Editor. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you.